Welcome to the end of year testimonies and Thanksgiving service. And this morning, we are looking at the value of Thanksgiving, and this is part two. Our objective is to understand both the value and the virtue of Thanksgiving. Psalm 92, verse 1, all the way to verse 2. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. We have as an objective this morning to understand both the value and the virtue of thanksgiving. I said in the first service that we live at a time where thanksgiving is in very short supply on the earth today. Whether it is giving thanks to God or giving thanks to man. And it's a symptom, a sign of the end time. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to verse 2. It says, it shall come to pass in the last days, perilous time shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. They shall be covetous. They shall be boasters. They shall be proud. They shall be blasphemers, disobedient to parents, and unthankful. Unthankful. What could be the reason for unthankfulness? Number one, we said it's an agenda of the devil, an agenda of the enemy to rob people of the value and virtue of thanksgiving. The enemy knows the value. He knows what is in thanksgiving. So he wants to rob people. Number two, we said it is the plague of human self-sufficiency and independence of God. There is a plague of human self-sufficiency and independence of God that is characteristic of the end time. People want to make God to feel like they can survive without God. Human insufficiency or self-sufficiency and independence of God. It's a plague. We looked at those two in the first service. Now we're looking at another two in the second service. Third, it is the product of the scarcity of faith in the end time. Scarcity of faith. Faith is in short supply. In Luke chapter 18 and in verse 8. See, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Shall he find faith on the earth? Scarcity of faith in the end time. And you know it takes faith to appreciate. It is faith that knows that it was God who did it. And it is faith that thanks God for what he's here to do. It takes faith to show appreciation. But in the end of the time, faith is disappearing. People don't believe in God anymore. The product of the scarcity of faith. Number two, it is the product of bankruptcy of love for God. Bankruptcy of love. The Bible said in the end time in Matthew 24 verse 12, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Bankruptcy of love. How many of you know that it takes affection to show appreciation? The man does not love his wife, so he doesn't value her, so he cannot say thank you for anything. It takes affection to show appreciation. Affection or love for God will make us appreciate him for what he does. When you love people, you appreciate them. When you value people, you appreciate them. When you don't love a person, there's no need to appreciate. No value, no appreciation. But I see the love of God in somebody's heart coming back alive. Having said all of that, what is the power or the virtue of thanksgiving? What value do we get out of thanksgiving? What virtue? If I'm to go through all the points I mentioned in the first service, it will take such a long time. So I'm going to go straight to the points I'll make in this service. All right, let me just run through it. You might not be able to write down, but you can pick up the message later. First, we say that thanksgiving grants access to good. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. It grants access to good. The goodness of God is experienced by thanksgiving. Secondly, we said that thanksgiving provokes the unction for multiplication. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them. Thanksgiving grants, provokes the unction for multiplication. Things multiply around a thankful person. Things grow, they increase. Third, we said in that service that thanksgiving is the way of glorification. The way of glorification. Is the way of glorification. The same passage. I will glorify them. And they shall not be few. Thanksgiving is the way of glorification. Number four. We said thanksgiving will activate the punishment of the oppressor. It will make God punish the oppressor. When you know how to thank God, he punishes your oppressor. He said, I will punish them that oppress them. Just leave the point on the screen so that for the sake of those who are taking it down. It activates the punishment of the oppressor. Fifth, we said in the last service that thanksgiving places on people the seal of nobility and greatness. Nobility. Say their nobles will come out of them. Their governor will proceed out of them. He places on the people the seal of nobility, the seal of greatness. I will glorify them and they shall not be small. You cannot end in smallness when you know how to thank God. Number six, we said that thanksgiving grants the privilege of closeness and intimacy with God. See, I will draw them. I will draw them. I will draw them near. I will cause him to draw near. And he shall approach unto me. The privilege of closeness and intimacy with God. Thankful people are close. And number seven, in the last service, we talked about the seal of divine ownership. When you know how to thank God, God places places a seal on your life that says to every devil, I own this one. I own this one. This one belongs to me. This one does not belong to cancer. This one does not belong to heart attack. Young lady testified in the last service how she was plagued with myocardial ischemia, which is the brother of myocardial infarction. Heart attacks. Young lady. She began to listen to songs, worship. You're always there to help me. That was how she was rescued, went back to the hospital. Not one trace. Places a seal of divine ownership. I own this one. It don't belong to me. Now let's go to point number 8, which is actually number 1 now for this service. Thanksgiving releases the power of deliverance. Deliverance. Thanksgiving brings deliverance to life. Psalm 18 verse 49 to verse 50. 18:49. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king. I gave him thanks in verse 49 and in verse 50, he gave me deliverance. Thanksgiving brings deliverance to life. Number two. Thanksgiving turns the night into day and weeping into joy. Turns the night into day and weeping into joy. Psalm 30 verse 4 to 5. It said, sing unto the Lord, all ye saints of his. And give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. And then what happened? For his anger endureth but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. If you are in the night of your life and you are in a season of weeping, locate something to thank God for. Locate something to appreciate God for. And the night will be turned into day. And the weeping will be turned into joy. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? If only you can find something to thank God for, the night has no future. If only you can find something to thank God for, the morning season gets over. If only you can find something to thank God for, day must break. There is somebody here in this service, it is daybreak for you. That amen is not a good one. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. There is somebody in this service, it shall be daybreak for you. It shall be daybreak for you. Your mourning is turning into joy. Your weeping is turning into celebration. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Thanksgiving turns the night into day and weeping into joy. Number 10. Thanksgiving activates the mercy of God. It activates the mercy of God. Psalm 136 verse 1 all the way. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And what else? For his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. You read that chapter all the way to the last. Give thanks because of his mercy. Give thanks for his mercy. Give thanks for his mercy. Are you looking for mercy? The way into mercy is thanks. Is there any area of your life where you are saying, Lord, have mercy?
Lord, I am in
need. You know, and mercy delivers you from your enemies. Mercy gives the judgment of God to the adversaries of your soul. And mercy cleans up the messes of your life. Mercy. Mercy cleans up the mess of your life. Mercy frustrates your missing road in life. For his mercy endure. If you are looking for mercy, look for what to thank God for. Not what to complain about. Not what to murmur about. Not what to grumble about. Not what to be angry with God about. Look for what to thank God for. And God's mercy will be released upon you. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody shout the Lord must say amen. Drop your right hand and say in the name of Jesus. Mercy Lord. Say it loudest. Mercy Lord. Say Father, I give you thanks. And I connect with your mercy. Today. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Adonai. And thank you, Elion. Thanksgiving activates the mercy of God. Number 11, which I believe is like number 4 here now. Thanksgiving brings about completion and total restoration. Completion and total restoration. You know what happened to 10 lepers in Luke chapter 17 from verse 11? Jesus told them to go and show themselves to the priests. Verse 11 to 19. And there were 10 lepers. He entered a village, he met 10 lepers, and they stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us. When he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them returned to say, thank you, Lord. As I was going, I felt cleansed. And the master said, how many people were cleansed? And no one returned except this stranger. All right. Other people are healed. Their leprosy spots have disappeared. But you be made whole. That means, whatever the leprosy took from you, I return it. The leprosy broke your fingers. I return back your fingernails. The leprosy made you blind. I return back your sight. Huh? You know, leprosy destroys their knuckles and destroys everything. And then they move about like this. They were cleansed means, no more leprosy on their body, but they were still like this. The problem will not continue because they have been healed. But the collateral damage of leprosy was still on the body. Collateral damage. So 9, no more leprosy. No more hypopigmentation. No more leprosy spots. No more put their leg on fire, they are not aware. No sensation, you know, leprosy. When they put their leg on fire, they are not aware. The fire will burn the leg. Now all that is gone. But they are still like this. Then only one returns, says, sir, as I was going, I realized that my skin is normal now. No more leprosy. He said, only you return. Behold. Straighten up. Your fingers are back. Your toes are back. Your eyesight is back. Eyebrow back, because the eyebrows disappear. Everything back. Other people, you can proceed with your... Since you don't know how to say thank you. Prayer may start the miracle, but thanking finishes the miracle. Your prayer may start the testimony. It is your appreciation that completes the testimony. It is your thanking that finishes the testimony. There are so many people moving about with unfinished testimony. God could have done more than what you saw, but because you were too full of yourself to say thank you, he stopped in the middle. Hallelujah. Many, many times you saw a big testimony coming, and suddenly it never finished because people couldn't say thank you. Supplication can begin the intervention, but appreciation perfects the manifestation. You heard what I said? Supplication may begin the intervention, but appreciation completes the manifestation. Supplication means prayer. Your prayer began God's intervention. Your appreciation or thanksgiving completes his manifestation. So there are many with incomplete intervention. Manifestations halfway. And at times half education is worse than no education. Will you surrender yourself to a pilot who was not well trained? Or a surgeon that was not well trained? It's suicide, isn't it? Absolutely suicidal. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. I see completion happening for somebody here today. Completion for the miracles happening for someone here today. If you are that one, shout the loudest, amen. Let us rush very fast. Number 12, which is now number 5. Thanksgiving is the way of peace. The way of peace. Rescue from crisis. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 to verse 7. Philippians 4, 6 to 7. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Don't let anything put you under pressure. Don't let anything put your life under pressure. Verse 6. But in anything, with prayer and supplication, packaged inside thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. I think it was a Message Bible that says, shape your worries into prayer and thanksgiving. And then, the peace of God that passes understanding. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayer. Letting God know your concerns. And then the peace of God. You're in a lot of, in midst of crisis. Father, I want to thank you because you have never lost a battle. And I am appreciating you in advance because you won't lose this battle. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, El Shaddai. Did not your word say, in gathering they shall gather, but not by me. That many has gathered against me, they shall fall for my sake. I thank you, Lord, because they are already falling. I appreciate you. I honor you. I give you the praise. And you are giving the Lord such thanksgiving. And then you begin to remind him of how he delivered you in time past. I cannot forget in the year of 1997, when you delivered me from such an issue. In the year of 1988, when I was in the middle of an accident. Yesterday, I think it was on Thursday in Canaan land, when somebody testified about how they had accident and found themselves outside and their load was beside them. And I told the pastor beside me, I said, that was my experience in 1988. I was in the middle of an accident. the cars were assaulted. I said that testimony was mine too. And I felt my head touch the ground in the course of the somersault. But by the time everything was done, here was I seated and here was my load by my side. Yes, the man's shoe was also with him. Am I communicating? When you are challenged, remind God with appreciation what he did before. It is the way of peace. It is the way of calmness. It is the way to arrest the storm. It is the way to tell the devil, hey! Hey, hey, hey! Where do you think you are going? Where do you think you are going? What do you think you are doing? Where do you think you are going? What do you think you are doing? Hallelujah. I don't know who is in the midst of any battle right now. I announce to you that battle is over. Can you say amen like a believer? That battle is over.
Kamaranetitimbanile. Jehovah Bu.
That he is Lord over all. That he is King over all. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Number 6. Thanksgiving. Grants access to the will of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. It said, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks. There are two ways to look at this. First, that inside everything, there is something to thank God for. And the will of God is that in the middle of everything, look for what to thank him. Somebody's car was stolen and he was dancing by the roadside. He started dancing. And somebody said, why are you dancing? Snatched at gunpoint. He said, I am dancing because it was my car they took, not my life. Some people, they took their car, they also took their life. Why are you dancing? Number 2, he said, I'm dancing because I am not the one who stole. I am not a thief. It would have been disastrous if I was a thief. Why are you dancing? He said, I'm dancing because I have something that thief can steal. There are people, no matter how hard they try, except to steal they themselves. There is nothing for thief to steal. That's a disastrous dream. The thief wanted to steal something. He didn't catch anything. The thief was frustrated. The thief slapped him. Nothing came out. Hit him on the ground 10 times. Shake him. 5 naira cannot come out. Hallelujah. So he was. So he said, inside everything, there is something to thank God for. Am I communicating? My father didn't send me to school. Thank God you have father. There are people who will give anything in under heaven to know who their father is. One girl sent me a text message. She was born out of wedlock. She's now living literally prostitutiously.
She wants to give her life to Christ. Who is your father? I don't know. Did your mother tell you? The mother didn't know. And the mother can't take care of her. And she doesn't know her father. She's now drinking, smoking, living here and there at the age of 20. There are those who will pay anything under heaven to be able to know, okay, this is my father. So your own is that father didn't send you to school. There are people who don't know who sent them to the world. Am I communicating? So inside everything, there is something to thank God for. My husband is not giving me money. There are some of your mates who are trusting God for a husband who does not give them money. All they want is to know that they are married. Just to have an identity, Mrs. Have you heard some young ladies testify before? I am now Mrs. It's a testimony. I am now Mrs. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Somebody shout the loudmost amen. Amen. So inside everything, there is something to thank God for. The second way to see it is that your thanksgiving ushers you into His will. If you won't fail to thank God, you can't miss His will. Thank God for where you are. He will usher you to where you are meant to be. For this is the will of God. This is the way of His will. This is the will of God. This is the will of God. Are you looking for the will of God? Begin to thank God. Is there an area of your life where you want to find out the will of God? Begin to thank God. Finally, thanksgiving grants access to the presence of God. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Psalm 100, verse 4. Anyone who knows how to give thanks walks with a heavy, tangible presence of God. 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 Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the Lord must say amen. What is the focus of our thanksgiving? Number one, we thank God for the gift of life. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The gift of life. For to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. Life is the basis of hope. Is there any dead person that is hoping for anything? I believe that was Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 4. To him that is joined to the living. If you woke up in the morning and you notice that you are still alive, your help is still on the way. For as long as life is in place, the future is intact. Hey! The devil that could not take your life cannot take your future. If he was too powerful, you wouldn't be alive.
You won't be alive. I was to die at age 6 weeks. My mother bled until the conclusion was that she has miscarried. But the pregnancy refused to come out and continued till 9 months. And the child was born at home on the bare floor. Do you understand? Because the midwife and whoever was in the hospital said, "You are not in labor. You are not in labor." And she said, "Me, I'm not in labor. This is my fifth pregnancy. You mean to tell me I don't know labor anymore?" And she went back home. Delivered. Delivered herself. Delivered her placenta. Clamped the cord before people will come. That is a risk. All risks. When that devil couldn't succeed there, he came with childhood convulsion. This child holding microphone is the one I'm talking about, though. My seniors told me, saying, at that early age, that I smiled like only once or twice a year because of affliction, pain. So every time I smile, they will all run and see my teeth. Ah, he has white teeth. This child, because he saw the future. That is why I say, if he can't take your life, he can't take your future. He saw the future and he wanted to fight the future in yesterday. But I am here to announce to somebody, every time you wake up in the morning and you see the sun and you breathe the breath and you see the wind, just realize that there is a reason to thank God, and that the God who has given you the reason to be alive will give you the reason to fulfill the purpose of that life. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Number two, you thank God for the frustration of the plans of the enemy. Did I tell you that when I was around the age of 10 or so, between 10 and 12, I don't know the exact age, that a drunkard carried me to the roadside and stopped in the middle of the road, the highway, and held my hand. I wanted to run, he pulled me back. You remember? Vehicles were blaring horn on both sides, and he was totally drunk. He wanted to die, maybe, but he wanted somebody to die with him. Maybe the devil sent him to age 10 or 12. It took God to save me that day. That drunkard was dead in his room. It was only after 3 or 4 days they opened the door and saw he had been dead for 3 days. Am I communicating? There were many things the devil planned for you that couldn't come to pass. It is only in heaven that you will know. Even today, even yesterday, even 3 days ago, even the last time you went to the village, planned plenty plans and they couldn't come to pass. You don't know what the plans are, but you can tell God, for all the plans that failed, I want to thank you for everything the devil ever plotted against my life. I am not aware, but you know. And when I see you, I will know that the devil planned that could not succeed against me. Father, I am grateful. One day, I called a woman out in Area 1 church. It was during the healing and deliverance service then. And I said, there is somebody here, you are about to travel to the Far East. And when I say Far East, I'm not talking of Nigeria, Far Eastern country, somewhere around China, between those areas. You are going to travel this Friday, and I want to pray for you. And she ran out, and I prayed for her, and I said, go and I see you when you come back. See you when you come back. And she traveled, and they were flying from China to Dubai. All of a sudden, pilot lost control. All of a sudden, plane lost altitude. The pilot said, he announced that he was out of touch with control tower. Another 5 minutes later, he announced the people should get ready for a crash. Plane dropped by 10,000 feet. 10,000 in 5 minutes. Do you understand what I'm talking about? 10,000 like stone. Within 5 minutes. People began to speak vernacular. All manner of languages. People were screaming and shouting. The woman, the person who sat beside this sister said, so we are going to die just like this. Then our sister realized herself, said, no! If you are about to die, I am not about to die. My pastor said, see you when you come back. See you when you come back, and he shall see me, because I shall come back. And she began to blast in tongues. Shaka baka daka laka babarata sata. Within another 5 minutes, plane stabilized. Pilot announced, I don't know what has happened, but we just regained control. He said co-pilot or pilot came out from the cockpit to greet her. She became an instant celebrity. Of all the people, they were getting, as soon as they landed, complimentary card, everything. When she came, she did not testify. 1 year later, on a Sunday morning, somebody woke her up by 4 a.m. And they said, today is the first anniversary of your deliverance from death. He said, it was a year ago when the Father sent us, an angel was talking, to preserve your life in response to your pastor's declaration. And you have not testified. Today is Sunday. Go to church and testify. Can you imagine such a thing happen and you didn't testify? 1 year, and she came, I'm sorry, this was what happened. And the Lord, goosebumps. The Father sent us to preserve you and preserve your life in response to your pastor's declaration. Don't play with prophetic cover. Supposing those angels did not come, that would have passed. Many, many things God delivered you from that you are not aware of. These are the ones we know. There are plenty we don't know. For all the things you delivered me from that I am not aware of, Lord, I am grateful. And then, what are we to thank? Please take your seat. And I announce to someone here, your preservation is here. For the frustration of the plans of the enemy, and number three, for what God did in the past. I mean, there is not one person here who is not aware that God did something for you in the past. A healing, a miracle, a testimony, a wonder, a sign. For whatever God did for you in the past that you can remember. The times when you thought that everything has ended. And God said, no, you are just at the beginning of your life. For what God did in the time past. And number four, for what God is doing now that you are not aware of. What God is doing now that you are not aware of. What God is doing now that you are not aware of. What God is doing now that you are not aware of. One day I preached in the church and I said, they will look for you. That was a message that I preached. They will look for you on a Sunday. On a Monday. Somebody told the man, he said, The presidential inauguration is today, on a Monday. The man said, which inauguration? He said, inauguration of the committee that you have been appointed, I think, chairman. He was not aware. They showed him the newspaper. He rushed in a hurry to Hilton on Monday because he must be there before the president enters. And he stepped in and he was inaugurated. I think he climbed there in a taxi on a motorcycle. By the time the inauguration was through, Audley was waiting for him. Things were waiting for him. When we said they will look for you, his name was already in the newspaper, appointed, but he was not aware. It could have passed. You know, there are many prayers we are praying now that have been answered. After today, God will show you the answer. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. After today, God will show you the answer. He will show you the way to the answer. So, Lord, all the things you have done for me that I am not yet aware of, I am excited. I appreciate you. I give you the praise. Stand up on your feet. As we take the fifth one, and the fifth is, we are appreciating for what he is yet but sure to do. He is yet to do them, but we know he is sure to do them. Because we serve a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. Who never fails. Who will never fail. Forevermore. Hallelujah. I serve a God who never fails. A God who never fails. I am. where you are and say after me and say, Father, I want to thank you for what you have done. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For frustrating,
The
agenda of the enemy.
The agenda of the enemy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For what you did in my life.
For what you did in my life.
Before now.
Before now.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For what you are doing.
For what you are doing.
Now.
Now.
That I'm not aware of.
I'm not aware.
For what you already done.
For what you already done.
That I'm not aware of.
I'm not aware.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For what you are yet to do.
For what you are yet to do.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate
for
you.
The future you have for me.
For the future you have for me.
You have for me. Be glorified, Lord.
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Lift your voice and thank the Lord. I appreciate it. For all. Precious name. You believe the Lord has answered us? Shout the Lord and say amen. I'd like you to take the next 10 minutes and show the Lord that you are grateful. And I'd like to let you know that there are many things in store for us this year, and they must come to pass. Celebrate with all the excitement you possess, because the God who created the world in 6 days can do anything within the next 20 days. Is 20 days not too much? Today is 11th. The month is 31 days. This is 11 days. So we have 20 solid days. How you celebrate today will determine how the rest 20 days will go. Hey! So I like you to celebrate it the way you know how. Let's go the next 10 minutes. Let's go.
Great Almighty God, did they give me joy? Did they give you praise? Oh, great Almighty God, did they give me joy? Hey, great Almighty God, did they give me joy? Did they give you praise? Oh, did they give me joy? Did they give you praise? Oh, hey, did they give me joy? Did they give you praise? Oh. Did they give me joy? Did they give me praise? Oh. Did they give me joy to praise on me? Did they give me joy to praise on me? Did they give me joy? 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 For the very best you ever saw, for the very best. Somebody give a shout of praise. Everybody call him. Everybody call him.
Just to let you know. Let's go.
Tomorrow,
the givings and bless the offerings, the thanksgivings. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord. Hands that are lifted will never drop to bear. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your two hands and say, Father, thank you for your expectations for my life this year. I thank you, Lord, because this shall come to pass. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Dance your way, another celebration, back to your seat. And if there is anything, the ushers will help us put them aside so that it doesn't litter the altar here. Celebrations. To the end of the service, some great things are about to happen. Yes.
This is our sister Akunna. And when she came here 2018, she came battered, shattered, no comeliness at all. But she said she kept feeding, kept drinking from the fountain
hurry
of the
slowly, hurry slowly, choir. Right, go ahead.
Kept drinking and learned the principle of seed sowing and tithing. She said now she sows in 6 zeros. And one day, right in church, she heard the word from the altar saying, that house around you that you like, go and anoint it and take it over. She anointed the house. Today, she has bought the house.
Powerful. Don't be afraid when they mention you are sowing in 6 zeros. No thief shall look for you. In the name of Jesus, and you are preserved. In the name of Jesus. Fresh grace and fresh help.
Mary.
And the Lord perfect every other thing that concerns your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Very soon you shall be sowing in 6 zeros, not just in Naira, but in foreign currency.
Our sister said, in 1 year, sir, lost father, lost mother, lost the only brother. And after the burial, in the dream of the night, the same coffin she used in burying her father, they gave her the coffin. And you arrived with fire and pulled out of that coffin. That was how her life was saved. The traumatic experience she was having because of all those deaths, and she was on drugs. After the foundation class, she had not taken the drugs. Maturity class, she had not taken the drugs anymore.
That those cycle of calamity will never befall you. In the name of Jesus, you are free.
Moses.
All right. Such affliction will never rise again.
So our brother said, Moses said, waiting for 7 years several surgeries. After the second one, at the home cell, after the home cell in the dream of the night, you told them there will be a ceremony in this house. And here is Isaiah Nemi ceremony.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Congratulations. And everybody trusting God for a naming ceremony in your family, it shall be so for you. God bless you.
Our brother Brian said that he met you just 1 year ago, and you said, go and begin to flow in the realm of hundreds of millions. He said within 1 year, he has bought properties worth hundreds of millions. Now, not only that, where he's doing his business, they decided to sell the place. The Lord gave him another place, worth another 100 million. He deposited. Just last Wednesday, he was under pressure to finish the payment, and he saw you at Shiloh. Sacrifice was called, and he remembered even the ones here, and sold. He was in service here on Wednesday. They called him that somebody arrived to look for him. The same amount he was looking to complete that 100 million was dropped for him in the shop. And he has finished payment.
Congratulations. In the name of Jesus, that is monies that is being called like water. You know, I told you God is ushering the whole commission into the realm of strange millions, both in naira and in foreign currency. I prophesy that is your portion. You know, there are many people who could testify like this, but they are afraid in case somebody looks for them. Nobody will look for you. When God gives provision, he gives protection. Number two, there are those who are hanging around looking for who will testify like that so that they can wait for them at the car park and say, in the service, I heard you talk about this, but I don't have transfer money to go home. That is not how to behave. You must find out how God made it happen for these people so that you can become the same person, the kind of person that will have the millions to multiply to others. I declare it is released in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Yes.
Mr. Christopher said 2 weeks ago, somebody handed some monies to him. Immediately, his hand got swollen on the spot. He said he walked into the communion service about 2 weeks ago. While the senior pastor were making brutal declarations, that swelling on the hand was deflated. And is yet to
return back to sender. Every evil arrow is back to sender in Jesus' name. Congratulations.
Sister Chinyan Se Gloria said, for the past 2 years, she has suffered this affliction of movement in the body. And whenever that happens, she said, for about 2 minutes, you will go suddenly blind. She goes to use the restroom every night for about 15 times. But in the month of June or July thereabout, where the senior pastor preached about the operation of the eagle, that the snake was no match for the eagle. She said she went home that night, and that marked the termination of that affliction. Frequent generation in the night was arrested, and she's totally set free.
Over forever. I saw the picture of an eagle that's trampled on a snake. And the snake brought the head like this. The eagle lifted the second leg, crushed the head, and just stood majestic. I can eat you, but I'm waiting yet. The audacity was to, the eye of the eagle was like red, like blood. He put this leg first. The snake brought the head. He carried the snake with the speed of light and precision. Bam! Just crushed the head to the ground, held it to the ground, and just began to look in majesty like, who won't look for my trouble? Yeah. He's swallowing the snake from the head. From the head. The head of the snake is the most dreaded. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. As an eagle, no devil shall look for your trouble. Sister Rose, since I can't get PA's attention, Sister Rose, come. Go ahead. Go on ahead.
Yes. Sister Onyede said, for the past 10 years, she has had sore throat that has defiled every medical condition, no cure. She said, in one of the Wednesday services, walked up to her prophetically and laid hands on her. Immediately those hands were laid on her. She said that was the termination of that sore throat that has lasted for the past 10 years and she's yet to give God the praise.
Congratulations, it is over. Tell us your testimony.
Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. 4 years ago, I stood on this exalted altar and I testified to the goodness of God, how out of the struggles and the fightings of others, God picked me from nowhere and appointed me as the secretary to the electoral management body. And Daddy made some brutal declarations, and it's been wonderful. 4 years came. The end of that tenure was coming, and I had the privilege of meeting my father in the Lord and mentioned to him that my tenure is coming to an end. And he just made a declaration, tenure renewed. And I'm like, it has never happened before in the history of this country. There has never been any renewal of any tenure for any secretary in that commission. How will it? Well, I believe.
I didn't know of that. Maybe if I knew, I wouldn't have said it. That is why it is not good for us to know all the details.
But Daddy made that declaration and I held on to it. And when my tenure was coming to an end, there were a lot of fightings, power play from above, from all over the place, considering the fact that we have a very important election around the corner. People were interested on who occupies that position. And from nowhere, God did it according to his word through his servants. And the people who mattered insisted that this is the woman they want. And the boss looked at me in the face and said, I know you are a woman of God. I want to work with you through this process. And that was it. I never knew what was happening. Before you knew it, I was reappointed for a second tenure.
Announced,
and he insisted that the inauguration must take place because I didn't know he learned that some people were saying, how could, why should it be, why should, it has never happened before, it has never, they don't know the grace I carry from this commission. And the big man said, we don't want to give them opportunity, we don't want to give them chance. The day the first tenure ends, the following day, she should be sworn in. And that was what happened. I've come to return all glory to God because this is history that has been made in this commission. And people are wondering. And they never knew that it was in the law that somebody can be appointed for a second term. It is now.
So they thought it was only one term.
Only one tenure.
For as long as the commission has existed.
Since this country has existed, that is.
Since this country has existed. God is about to break. Are you just sitting and just one prophetic word? When somebody meets me, Twiggles what, and he says, I had a problem, my father this, and he says, I don't need to hear. Receive. Don't fill me with the unbelief of your story. I didn't country had existed. You have secretary, you have finished one tenure, you are on your way to go. Or that commission, the Independent National Electoral Commission. Secretary should be maybe the topmost apart from the overall chairman. Tenure renewed. And the tenure is renewed or not? Three things I'm going to say here. Number one, what has not happened with others before? Because you are under this prophetic covering, it will happen in your case. And I decree today that your case shall be different. Number two, the Lord will use you to be a history maker, a history changer. A history maker, a history changer. Number three, the Lord will raise you up to occupy important places in your generation. 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 Come forward, ma'am. Let's use this opportunity to pray for you on that seat so that you will do well. And also pray for your commission so that they can do well. In this forthcoming process, let them do well. That the right thing shall be done. That the will of the people shall be fully expressed. That no form of intimidation or anything will affect this process. No vote buying. Nothing shall affect it. That any gimmick that ever succeeded before will fail this time. And that every member of that commission will unanimously agree that the right thing be done. In the name of Jesus Christ. They have a new system, the BVAS system, and all the other systems associated, that is to make the process credible and fail safe. Let those systems work. Let the system work everywhere. Open your mouth and say, Father, we ask that you will help our electoral commission in Nigeria to do the right thing in this season. That their electronic systems, their technologies for credible elections will work accurately and precisely in this season. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and let us pray. We pray, oh God, that you will help the commission to work, to function. You will help them to succeed. You will help them to do the right thing. You will help them to succeed. You will help them to do the right thing. All the technological advancements to make for credible elections, we ask that they shall work. They shall function with accuracy, with precision. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No form of manipulation, no form of diversion, no form of intimidation shall divert the process. We keep our law. Sipeke teke bara. Let the sike peso la feretase. Sheke kele perete sara. Sheke balada. In the name of Jesus, receive the grace, success of the process. Success. Success. Power of the Holy Ghost. Success of the process. Overall process. Overall process. Overall process. overall process. And I pray for yourself. The second tenure shall be successful. It shall be crisis free. Wisdom, discretion for the administration and management of the system be released upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. And now lift up your hands and say, Father. Say, Clara, say, Father.
Father,
I take my place.
In my generation,
I take my place.
In my generation,
in my nation, to fulfill your purpose
in this nation,
I take my place. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. I take my place. I take my place. I take my place. Of Jesus. I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil to bring you an expected end. Father, this year shall not end until my expectations come to pass. Until your expectations for my life come to pass. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I am asking that this year
shall not end
until your expectations for my life come to pass.
This year
shall not end until your expectations for my life,
for my family,
for the church,
for this church,
for Dunamis,
for our nation,
for Nigeria,
until your
expectations
comes to pass.
This year
shall not end.
I demand
the manifestation
of your expectations
for my life.
Open your mouth and pray.
I demand, Lord,
the manifestation
of your expectations
for my life.
I demand the manifestation
of your expectations
for my life.
I demand the manifestation
of your expectations
for my life.
I demand the manifestation
of your expectations
for my life.
I demand the manifestation
of your expectations
for my life.
I demand the manifestation,
Lord,
of your expectations
for my life. There are many devices in the heart of a man, but the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Father, frustrate the counsel of the devil. As the year is coming to an end, every counsel of evil concerning my life, concerning my family, concerning my destiny, concerning the church, concerning this church, concerning this nation, frustrate them. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I ask
that you frustrate
every counsel
of hell
against my life,
against my family,
against my destiny,
against the church,
against this church,
against
our nation,
every counsel,
every orchestra.
administration of evil against my life and my family and my destiny and the church and the nation. Frustrate, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. I prophesy and announce this last part of the year shall be your best part of the year. This last part of the year shall be your best part of the year. This last part of the year shall be your best part of the year. There shall be no carryover into next year. Every visitation that belongs to this year, every manifestation that belongs to this year, every healing that belongs to this year, every deliverance that belongs to this year, every breakthrough belonging to this year shall not cross over into next year. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Remain standing while we're in this mood. Anyone here in need of surrender to Jesus? You want your sins forgiven? You want today to mark a new day for you? You say, Lord, I know you are not happy with me, but I want to make my ways right with you. Wherever you are, pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Everyone who prayed that prayer, can I see your hand up? You prayed the prayer, you meant it. With your hand, let's see. You prayed the prayer and you meant it. Quickly, step forward here and let's receive you. The rest of us, take your seat. 1 minute.
But I won't stay no longer with you. My pleasure. Stay no longer with you.
Two. Give me the count up to ten.
God's way the rest of my life.
Three.
I've made up my mind. Go God's way the rest of my life.
Four.
Goodbye, Lord.
Five.
Stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasure.
Goodbye.
I stay no longer with you. Goodbye. I stay.
In addition to this, I'd like to welcome everyone. You are bound by a lifestyle and addiction, a negative life you are not happy with. You're saying, Pastor, I want you to pray for me. I'm not happy with the way I'm living. Still smoking, still drinking, still womanizing, still masturbating, still addicted to gambling. I have a lifestyle I'm not happy with, and I want to be free. Anywhere you are, quickly stand up on your feet, pick your Bibles and bags, and still come forward. I'll give you the count of seven. One.
I made up my mind to go that way to make up my life. Made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world. I stay no longer with you.
Goodbye,
goodbye, pleasure.
Goodbye,
I
stay no longer.
I stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life.
Shout out praise. Hallelujah. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you standing, and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare that the hold of sin be broken off your life and the grace to live for you be released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen.